thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
For all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity.
Under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Find viewers to noteworthy news, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. For uplifting programming, please join us in Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6, in England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835, Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2, Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band, the Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6, Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5, and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 95 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Bouê, channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Kumba, channel 23 on SIAT Kumba. In Bafou, channel 01 on Basatcom Bafou. In Bafoussam, channel 30 on Blendlesat. In Adéa, channel 37 on Ite Blessimong Aserna. In Inkong Samba, channel 54 on MJSat. In Chang, channel 44 on OrbitSat International. In Manjo, in channel 45 on VisioSat Plus.
In Brazil, in San Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, channel 37 on TV Costa Veg. In Chile, in Santiago, channel 33 on Puente Alto TV. And channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo Buin, Paine, and San Bernardo Calera de Tango, channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá Sucre, channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Huachata, Cundinamarca, channel 33 on Huachata TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor and Aledaños, channel 44 on Villa Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Telelunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativá, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Telereliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolívar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Teleran Nuevo Arenal, in La Fortuna del San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago, SAA. In Buriscal, Mora, in Ocosta, Channel 78 on Cable Visión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central Buenos Aires, Provincia de Puntarenas, Channel 62 on Cable Brunca TV.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Nicabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Joditel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristóbal Province, Channel 75 on Cristel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiraguay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. In Potsu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV and Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV. In Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hof Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Hua Tengu Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himur Cable TV. In Subakhtar, Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhang Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhang Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Hua Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bainzakh in Khan Ul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Khotosh on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undakhan City in Khenti Province, Channel 23 on Sampur Company. And in Sanshan City in Darnungal Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In the Philippines, in Aklan Province, Antique Province, and Boracay Island, Channel 112 on Calibo Cable TV Network. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Ampur, Buayai, Channel 70 on Buayai Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel, and in Hamburg on Willytel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, the United Nations World Food Program assists Brazil in providing sustenance to youth. In health news, Canadian and American organizations donate $950,000 for the development of a tuberculosis detector. In veg news, a plant-based restaurant in China is offering all-you-can-eat meals for 5 yuan under $1. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, December 13th, is St. Lucia's National Day, the Festival of Lights and Renewal. It pays tribute to the patron saint of light, St. Lucy. Towns are decorated with lights on this special holiday, and lantern-making competitions are held. Other activities include musical performances, parades, sporting events, as well as cultural and religious celebrations. St. Lucia is a lush and picturesque Caribbean island. It is well known for the Pitons, twin volcanic peaks with coral reefs covering almost 60% of its marine area. The Pitons Management Area is a United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization World Heritage Site. May the friendly citizens of St. Lucia have a festive and blessed National Day.
Fly News, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News from Ghana, as reported by the country's National Disaster Management Organization in the first week of November 2011. Incessant rains since October had claimed 14 lives. Homes, properties, and roads were also destroyed, displacing at least 14,000 people, as some 43,000 were affected.
Upon hearing of the disaster, Supreme Master Qinghai immediately offered $10,000, an amount that could obtain $296,000 in urgent necessities if purchased in the United States based on Ghana's cost of living. Conveying all her love and prayers, she also asked that our nearby association members please go if possible to render aid to the most desperate.
Traveling as soon as conditions permitted, our association's relief team from Accra Center met on November 19th with the Deputy District Coordinator of the National Disaster Management Organization, or NADMO, Mr. Mahmoud Azuma, at the Gar South Assembly Office. He expressed his deepest gratitude to Supreme Master Qinghai on behalf of NADMO and the government, adding that this was the first aid of its kind to his district since the disaster.
Accompanied by disaster agency personnel, the relief team went to three of the most affected communities where 1,315 people had been displaced. There they distributed rice, maize, cooking oil, sugar, buckets, washing basins and cups, blankets and mosquito nets. The local residents also gladly received informative SOS flyers on the vegan solution to such disasters.
Jerusalem, we are seeing in Aswa, yes, in Asiadia, and Candanaya Kupongo Sadia. A man,
it was a nightmare for them, and then the relief that has come at the right time. I think it will go a long way in helping the people. So, thank you very much, Supreme Master Qinghai.
Supreme Master Qinghai, one damn show to pass. I can't believe I'm a
Our appreciation, National Disaster Management Organization, for your considerate assistance. We are also thankful for Supreme Master Ching Hai's unconditional care for the flood victims, as well as for the diligent endeavors of our association's relief team. May the people of Ghana swiftly recover the comforting regularity of their daily lives as we join in fostering more considerate lifestyles to lessen such disasters as these.
Lives lost, a strong quake strikes Mexico. Three people perish, two in small towns and one in a travel-related incident after an earthquake measuring 6.5 on the Richter scale struck the state of Guerrero Saturday night, December 10th. In the Pacific Resort area of Acapulco on Guerrero's western coast, visitors fled in panic from hotels. And in Mexico City, 166 kilometers north of the quake's epicenter, high-rise buildings swayed for a full minute, with people running into the streets and some shopping centers temporarily evacuated.
According to the nation's Interior Department, the tremor was felt in parts of nine total states, but officials such as Mexico City Mayor Marcelo Ebrard stated that there were no reports of widespread major damage. Our appreciation, officials and all personnel, for your efforts to monitor the situation and ensure everyone's safety. It saddens us deeply to know of the lives lost, and we pray that such dangerous events may be averted through humanity's kinder lifestyles as a vegan world.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
thế giới, em hãy bừng tỉnh dậy, nhìn ra kia sông nổi ngổn ngang sâu, rừng dậy chết và non mòn suối cạn, chút linh hồn rồi cũng sẽ về đâu. Này đại địa, xin bớt cơn quằn quại, cho lễ này cũng cạn với đêm thâu. Này biển hồ, hãy đừng với sóng nhạc, cho con người còn hy vọng ngày sau. Này sinh linh, hãy ngậm cười chín suối, dù không lời chăn trội lục chia ly, cho tim ta mau giảm phần nức nở, chờ nhân gian sám hối kiếp châu kỳ. Này rừng thẳm, hãy gắng gìn bản thể, chở che cho nhân loại phút mê lầm. Hãy nhận lấy trong ta nghìn giọt lệ, để vun bồi cây lá rễ hùng lâm. Này tim hỡi, thôi hãy ngừng thổn thức, cho hồn ta an nghỉ những đêm dài. Lệ như khô và lòng không tiếng nói, khóc nhân loại thương muôn vật lất lây. Này đêm tối, xin hãy bừng mạch sáng, soi hồn bao nhân thể chốn u trầm. Ngừng trăng trở cho hồn ta bất động, vào hư vô cùng diệu pháp thiên âm. Này bạch nhật, chớ bàng hoàng sôi động, cho bình yên ngủ giữa trái tim người, để nhân loại bớt quay cuồng kiếp sống, bình minh về rực diện mục bản lai. Này tim ta, thôi hãy ngừng rên rỉ, như côn trùng quẩn thắt giữa hàn đông. Hãy bình lặng chờ tương lai hoàn mỹ, và một ngày thế giới biển đào nguyên. Ôi ta khóc, ta van, ta cầu đạo. Ôi hằng xa
Phật Bồ Tát Thiên Thần hãy cứu rỗi những linh hồn lạc đạo mãi đi về quanh quất nẻo trầm luân. Bừng tỉnh dậy anh ơi, bừng tỉnh dậy, bước hiên ngang trên biển cả sông dài. Hãy nhìn thẳng vào mặt trời rực lửa, nguyện hy sinh mà cứu tử muôn loài. Bừng tỉnh dậy em ơi, bừng tỉnh dậy, hãy vươn vai trên những nẻo hoang tàn. Hãy cùng ta xây lại hành tinh mới để muôn loài ca nhạc khúc phùng hoan, để muôn loài ca nhạc khúc phùng.
Veg, go green to save the planet.
We can still save the planet. Day 407. Be vegan. Supreme Master Ching Hai.
CNN awards Everyday Heroes, the 5th annual CNN Heroes, an all-star tribute, recognizing 10 citizens for their outstanding efforts to make the world a better place, was held at the Shrine Auditorium in Los Angeles, USA on Sunday, December 11th. Hosted by journalist and CNN news anchor Anderson Cooper, the event was broadcast live and featured Hollywood celebrity presenters, as well as musical performances, among the top 10 heroes, each of whom also received a $50,000 cash prize, was Ms. Diane Latticker, who has opened her Chicago, Illinois home to neighborhood youths, helping some 1,500 thus far to improve their lives. Mr. Richard St. Denis, whose own disability inspired him toward improving the care of others in rural Mexico, where he now delivers customized wheelchairs, crutches, and canes to people in need. And Haitian-born Mr. Patrice Millet, whose gratefulness for his recovery from a rare bone cancer became the motivation for soccer sponsorships he began offering to children in Haiti as part of an overall effort to help them mature into responsible adults. Finally, based on popular vote, the CNN Hero of the Year and its additional $250,000 was awarded to Ms. Robin Lim, a midwife who has helped thousands of low-income women through pregnancy and childbirth in Indonesia, thus saving countless lives. We join in heartfelt applause, CNN Hero awardees, for your deserved distinctions. May your shining examples inspire many more toward such life-enhancing contributions that truly do make our world a better place for all.
New Prime Minister in Peru. On Sunday, December 11th, Peruvian President Ollanta Humala named former Interior Minister Oscar Valdez to the post of Premier, as he also inaugurated a new cabinet. Addressing the nation via televised interview, Prime Minister Valdez pledged to bring greater order and national benefit through the coordinated effort of all cabinet ministers. Our respectful congratulations on your new position, Your Excellency. May your leadership be graced with success in serving the noble ideals of your distinguished country and fellow citizens.
C
save our planet. Sea levels may rise much faster than previously anticipated. A study by international researchers published in the December 2011 issue of the journal Science has revealed that Antarctica, which contains most of the world's fresh water, frozen in its glaciers, could be melting at a rate very similar to the Arctic. Although scientists have known that the Antarctic is also affected by climate change, it was previously thought that the magnitude and rates of change were much less. Through the use of ice core samples, however, the research team for this study found that at the end of the last ice age, both the Arctic and Antarctica were disappearing nearly simultaneously. This suggests that deep water circulation changes had carried warm waters to the edge of the Antarctic, creating instabilities in the southern ice cap that could also be occurring today.
Lead author Dr. Michael Weber of the Geological Institute in Germany's University of Cologne concluded by warning of the current likelihood of ever more rapid sea level rise, saying that based on these findings, future forecasts would need to be adjusted accordingly. Although disturbing in its implications, we are grateful for your work, Dr. Weber and colleagues. May we all be motivated toward the swift adoption of lifestyles that restore the fragile balance of our Earth. During a March 2009 video conference in California, USA, Supreme Master Qinghai emphasized the urgency of warming ice caps while offering a crucial way to respond.
Before, the United Nations predicted that a 1 meter sea level rise would be very catastrophic already and causing a lot of people to lose their homes. But scientists have learned that Greenland and Western Antarctica and Eastern Antarctica are all melting now, which had not been a factor before. Based on these findings, one scientist said if all the Antarctica were to melt, then the sea level could rise up to 70 meters. So there's no way we can run away from this, except we turn to a virtuous way of life. Then we are connected with heaven, because heaven is virtuous and love and blessing. I see no other way we can protect ourselves at all.
Save Our Planet. As reported on December 6, 2011, extended drought in Florida, USA's Paynes Prairie Preserve State Park has caused water levels to become extremely low, with sandhill cranes and other avian wildlife disappearing from the area as dry conditions continue.
Save Our Planet. The Bangkok Post reports that Thai physician and respected social activist Dr. Prawase Wasi, speaking in early December 2011, stated that the country's recent catastrophic flooding is due in part to extreme deforestation, as he called for a more harmonious balance to be restored between humans and nature.
Save Our Planet, a study released on December 6, 2011, conducted by the UK-based Butterfly Conservation and the British Centre for Ecology and Hydrology, found that many of the country's butterflies are disappearing, with the populations of nearly 75% of all species having declined over the past decade.
Hi everyone, I'm Howie. We're two of the stars of Supreme Master Qinghai's number one international bestseller, The Dogs in My Life.
Our scrumptious vegan diet of kindness contains no animal products.
Today, we'd like to share a tip on preparing your home to welcome a canine companion into the family.
It's a good idea to replace vertical blinds or those having long cords with fabric shades and draperies.
Then your curious friend can explore without the danger of getting entangled.
Be safe.
Thank you for being veg and going green to save the planet.
And thank you for tuning in.
Now, the worldwide weather.
We'll be right back.
Nations World Food Program, or WFP, assists Brazil in ensuring sustenance to youth. Her Excellency Ms. Josette Sheeran, Executive Director of WFP, inaugurated a local branch of a Center of Excellence Against Hunger in Salvador on the northeast coast of the country. The goal of the project is to improve school children's nutrition, education, and food security through national school meal programs. The governments of Africa, Asia, and Latin America will be assisted by learning through the expertise of the initiative. Partnerships have already been started with Haiti, Mozambique, and Timor-Leste. Our heartfelt gratitude, Your Excellency Josette Sheeran, World Food Program, and Brazil, for this caring plan. May young people in all parts of the globe be blessed with abundant healthy meals and many bright tomorrows.
In health news, Canadian and U.S. organizations donate $950,000 for the development of tuberculosis, or TB, detector. Grand Challenges Canada, which is funded by the Government of Canada and the U.S.-based Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, made the generous contribution for the development of the electric nose. Indian researchers are working on this handheld battery-powered device, which would non-invasively identify TB in minutes through molecules in the patient's breath. By allowing for early diagnosis and treatment, as well as reduced transmission of TB, the innovative tool is expected to save up to 400,000 lives yearly. Our sincere appreciation, Grand Challenges Canada and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, for your generous support of this project. Also, many thanks, Indian scientists, for this new technology to improve the well-being of many. May advancements such as these bring about a healthier world. Up next on Noteworthy News, a vegan restaurant in China offers people all they can eat for less than $1. We'll go visit the flowers and we'll come back quick. Stay tuned for more valuable news here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, leading news for a progressive world. Open since January 2011, Renshou Vegan Restaurant in the city of Wenzhou in China's Zhejiang Province has been offering all-you-can-eat meals from a menu of 20 dishes and two soups at the very affordable price of 5 yuan or 79 U.S. cents.
这个就是提倡一个环保啊。这是大家都是大自己的福气，我们大家都要福。
Renshou, meaning the virtuous live long, currently serves 400 to 500 customers a day. People notice many benefits after transitioning to the plant-based diet.
吃素对人体有好处呢。我本身以前我自己也是一个高血压的，我感觉到吃素我对我自己，这个血压全部正常，是这样子。也不会杀生，多好啊。杀生好。嗯，吃素也好。 后来改成吃素食嘛，就是头脑越来越清晰，而且清晰，而且身体呢，感到很轻松，所谓的身体的各个指标嘛，都是很正常的嘛，我身体很健康的，对不对？这全家人都吃素。The
restaurant is operated by a team of volunteers whose numbers have grown tenfold over time to more than 100 workers. One day a week, they take turns helping out at the restaurant.
我们也是为了大家健康，饮食健康，才来做义工。
The restaurant also regularly provides food for the homeless and less fortunate and often receives donations of money, rice and other items. Due to its rising popularity, the Renshou Vegan Restaurant opened a second larger branch in the city and has plans for further expansion in the near future.
就是吃素呢，就是这个动物呢养的很少，它也产生了二氧化碳了，这个废气了也少。吃素环保，拯救地球。我们全国人民一起努力，吃素环保，来拯救地球。
Congratulations, Renshou Vegan Restaurant, on your great success. May your loving service help many people realize the numerous benefits of following the earth-saving plant-based diet.
吃素。 环保来拯救地球。吃素环保来拯救地球。吃素环保来拯救地球。
Let's enjoy some light-hearted humor with a joke told in Haitian Creole entitled The Smoke Detector.
Un petit matin, qui rêvait en yet, allait à l'école, visiter une station pompier. Yon nan pompye yo ki ta bayon eksplikasyon sou detekte la fime, pose klas la yon kesyon. Ki moun ki konen sa bagay sa ye? Si maintenant tu relis en yet là, levez mani et pompier a bali la parole. Si en yet répond, si a kapare ça, maman vin connaît que manger a fin cuit.
And now for our viewers' heartline.
I'd like to express my gratitude to Supreme Master Ching Hai for her wisdom and compassion. Watching Supreme Master TV helps me to keep in contact with the love energy of God, especially when I am facing sorrow and problems. Thanks for this great help and support. God bless you. Iliana from Frankfurt, Germany.
Loving Elena, how wonderful to receive your sweet note. Supreme Master Ching Hai's benevolent presence on our planet at this urgent time is truly a sacred gift and blessing. May you and the thoughtful citizens of Germany be graced with inner bliss and harmony.
Do you have a heartline today? We very much appreciate your heartlines and stories from your area. You can send them to heartline at suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/heartline. It's been a pleasure to have your company on Noteworthy News.
May your every moment be showered with love from the divine.
The world full of good news.
The following are just a few. Tunisia's National Organization Assembly votes a provisional constitution into law, which now sets the path for the country's new government, including upcoming democratic elections for president and prime minister.
As dignitaries from Venezuela, Argentina, and Chile help commemorate Peru's 187th anniversary of independence, President Ollanta Humala calls on his Latin American neighbors to unite and together overcome issues such as poverty, hunger, and illiteracy toward a brighter future for all.
American actress, singer, and animal rights activist Doris Day releases a new album, her first in 17 years, titled My Heart, with all proceeds going to benefit her two animal charities, the Doris Day Animal Foundation and the Doris Day Animal League.
Visiting Azerbaijani officials and members of the Swiss Federal Council sign an agreement to further their country's relations through enhanced cooperation in industry, energy, investments, agriculture, banking, culture, and tourism.
After 2 years of carefully observing ravens in the wild, researchers at Germany's Max Planck Institute for Ornithology and the University of Vienna in Austria conclude that similar to humans' use of hand gestures, ravens use their beaks and wings to communicate.
In a first such visit of a UN official in nearly two decades, Secretary General Ban Ki-moon arrives in Mogadishu, Somalia, where he affirms the country's readiness for new opportunities as he announces plans to reopen agency offices there by January 2012.
The Times of India reports that over 1,000 Indian farmers are reaping the benefits of a pilot organic growing project for chilies, cauliflower, and tomatoes as they harvest large quantities of high-quality crops that are not only less expensive to grow, but are also saving the environment.
Syrian political cartoonist Ali Farzad receives the Journalist of the Year 2011 award from Reporters Without Borders in recognition of his important contributions toward protecting the freedom of press.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.